They came up to the house with a work vest on and with a fake DTE identification card.
We're DTE, we're checking for gas leaks.
Such a scary situation, but we want to bring awareness to you because it could happen here in Connecticut. This was in Michigan where two men are believed to have entered into a home after posing as utility workers. One man died after this attack and his wife was found tied up with duct tape. Such a scary situation. Only one of the two men have been arrested, by the way, at this hour. But this home invasion reminds us here in Connecticut of what happened in Cheshire in the mid-2000s. And just in general, as we see more and more of these scams happening, we want to make sure we're protecting ourselves from these types of crimes. So we love that we have our crime prevention expert here on a weekly basis, Jim Perez, who joins us right now. Jim, when you look at this situation in Michigan, I think first and foremost, these were people who looked like they were utility workers. They dressed the part. They had fake paperwork. I mean, to the average person watching that surveillance footage from the doorbell camera, these guys looked legit. And I think that's the scary part we should start with here.
Well, you know, listen, utility workers are generally trusted to come on our property and literally walk around the property, whether it's the backyard or the front yard. And they normally have excellent identification, but those ID cards can be replicated quickly and easily, as we saw what happened in Detroit. So the Detroit situation is Detroit Energy, which is the equivalent to our UI or our Eversource. And I'm going to say this right off the bat. I think that what needs to happen, I went on both of our websites. I went on UI and I went on Eversource, and neither one of them have a direct line right in the front of the page in the beginning of the website where a resident can verify whether in fact workers are going to be working in their area and particularly in their homes. And I think it almost should be like a law. It should be a requirement that the utilities have to post ahead of time, because what happens is we could tell people, listen, you have to make sure you contact them first. You have to make sure you contact them first to make sure before you let them in your house. Well, first of all, it's happening in real time. So what happens is people get nervous and they're not going to take the time to actually look for the 800 number, which is on the fourth page of any website, which is stupid.
Right.
It's
a good point.
Sense.
No, it's a good point, Jim. And the other thing, too, like you were just saying, Jim, and I think you and I have talked about this so many times, like even when we talk about people leaving their cars running at the gas station, you know, don't do it. Lock your cars. Don't leave them running, because and we're always trying to tell people that, hey, don't become a victim, like protect yourselves. But it gets to a point, Jim, where if there's easy legislation that could better protect people instead of us always relying on people just knowing the answers and combating dangerous. I mean, these are dangerous people who allegedly entered into a home, killed a 72-year-old man. And then tied up his wife. I mean, and we're asking people to just like be, know what to do when people unexpectedly show up to your door. So, yeah, I mean, simple legislation, that would make, I mean, that could be something that's very easy.
Any service provider in Connecticut that has access to your property that can actually walk in should have a dedicated 24-hour verification line where you can call. It's kind of like jury duty, right? You call ahead of time and they'll read out names and say you don't have to show up, right? Or you can just stay home or whatever. It's kind of like the same theory. There should be something in place where if someone comes to my house and they knock on a door and I say, hold on 1 second, I should be able to go on the website and immediately, it should be prominent.
Right, on like the home page.
Verification number. I call that number. I put my address in. Are there workers that are supposed to be here today or not? And they will verify, yes, actually, we have someone there. Actually, they're there not right now. And that would help out tremendously.
That's a good idea, Jim.
That's just one thing. But let's go back to what actually happened here. Well, let's go back to Cheshire. So in 2007, these individuals entered that home and basically killed the entire family with the exception of the husband. But they entered an unlocked basement door. So the first thing I'm going to tell you is that you have to it's called target hardening. Right, it's being aware of your surrounding. It's called situational awareness. It's at the end of the day, at the end of the night, before you go to sleep, someone in that house should walk around pretty much the entire house and make sure that every door and window is locked. That's number one, because if it makes it harder for them to get in, there's going to be noise made and people are going to wake up and they're going to be forewarned. Besides that, there's no warning. okay?
Yeah,
they're on top of you, and that's the warning.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just getting up. So you have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
So that's number one. But more importantly, with respect to utility workers and specifically with them, they do have badges and they do have ID. But more importantly, there needs to be communication from the utility company readily available for the resident to make a quick decision on whether they should let them in or not. And unfortunately, they're taking the trust of these utility workers, which in the end, if these utility companies don't do these things, they're placing their own utility worker at risk.
Mm.
Because every time they go out to a house, you're going to have an edgy homeowner, probably with
right.
a gun, probably with a weapon, who's going to use it pretty much, you know.
Or just make their jobs, I would think much harder. Like, hey, I'm just trying to do my job here, but now it's delaying the process, which means I'm not getting home sooner. I mean, I think you're making it unnecessarily harder for the legitimate utility workers. Yeah, that's a great point.
And that's what it's about. It's about protecting the utility worker and at the same time protecting the community at large who's trusting you by letting these utility workers walk around our property. I mean, it's kind of crazy. Think about it. Nobody else walks around your property, right?
Yeah, unless you invite, right, unless you invite like a landscaper or something like that. Yeah, that's true. Right.
Yeah, I'm talking about like,
not unsolicited, but right. Like when you are not home, who can, basically I was saying the other one, Jim, was, like postal workers, they can walk up to your front door and drop something off. Or if you have like a box hidden in your back, yard behind a fence kind of a thing. So you avoid porch pirates. They can also walk your property, I think.
Yes.
Right.
So, that's true. So what's happening is, we need to come up with a better system on being able to regulate that. That's just the first part. The second thing is listen, this thing in Detroit is horrible. So these individuals, these criminals, came up to the house at 10 o'clock at night the night before, and they didn't let them in, which was smart of them. But they came back in the morning, mm-hmm. and they let them in. So my question becomes, what happened between at 10 o'clock at night and, and 10 the next morning, 12 hours later, where you did let them in? Is it because of sunlight you felt comfortable? Someone in that house should have made a phone call either right there and then or the next morning. And see, here is where the website works, right? Mm-hmm. If they had gone to the DTE website and they were able to get a verification, they would have known right away that these guys were not real and they could have called the police. But more importantly, this is an elderly couple. Where are your children? Where's your family? What's the communication like?
Mm-hmm.
If anything happens that's unusual, like a utility worker showing up at 10 o'clock at night, that's cause for concern, and the children need to know this.
We're talking about the home invasion gone seriously wrong in Michigan, and we want to help protect Connecticut residents because it could absolutely happen here in our state. So we have Jim Perez here, who's our crime prevention expert. Just before the break, he was saying, if you're an older adult, it's important you contact family or someone else about these abrupt visitors coming to your house. Certainly before that happens, you can always call the utility company directly or a contractor if they come to your door and say, oh, we were cutting trees in the neighborhood and we thought we'd just ask if you want this done. Before you do any of that, you can always call the company directly, certainly. What about the importance of security in your home or outside of your home, Jim? I mean, you can't discredit that surveillance video from this doorbell camera actually helped police catch one of the two suspects almost 100 miles away from the crime scene.
Yeah, these they were looking to get away, and thank God they were able to get some type of video. Today, there should be no reason why everyone shouldn't have some type of video doorbell on your house, which can actually save your life, and more importantly, it can identify people for the police. This is why when the police come out and ask you for assistance in helping, you should really give them all the help that's possible and turn over whatever footage you have, because they can piece it together like a puzzle and actually create a travel route where these individuals have taken and there are more chances that they can, or there are a higher chance that they can be caught. So that's important. But more importantly, you have to make sure that you have security around the house. This was an upscale neighborhood. These were million-dollar homes, in the neighborhood. This wasn't like just a random place.
No, this was nice,
They targeted these individuals, especially people, a lot of people never think about their profession and how their profession can tie to an attraction by criminals.
You literally led to my next point, Jim. Have we just worked together that long that you read my brain? Because I was going to say that was the other thing. Michigan police do believe this house was targeted specifically because the man of the house, the husband who was killed, he's a jewelry pawn shop owner. And police think the suspects thought, hey, I'm going to find a lot of valuables inside this house.
Right. The family has a pawn shop on a corner in downtown Detroit. It's called Gold and Glitters. And I believe that they were targeted because they thought they would get an easy score. And who knows how many times these people have been in the business. This is why it's important. There's a lot of different businesses. It doesn't have to be a pawnbroker business. It could be anybody with a business. You have to be aware of your surroundings at all times. You have to look out for repeat people that keep coming in that are not normal customers. You know, there's a lot that can be done on that end. But more importantly, watch when you go home. Most people, when they leave work, they have no clue who's behind them ever.
Yeah.
And as a police officer, you get trained to have situational awareness. So you're basically looking constantly on a 360. And it might not be all the time consistent, but generally it is. And I want everyone to be in that habit. Whether you're working, especially utility workers and people like that, I constantly tell them, you have to be aware of your surroundings. You have to be aware of your surroundings. Watch where you're going. You never know who's following you. And today with terrorism and all those things, those big trucks are valuable for a terrorist to use in an attack. So I tell them, but I tell people all over the place, you have to really be aware of your surroundings. It seems like a lot of work, but it's really not. After a while, it becomes such a habit that you're not even thinking about it. Mm-hmm. But when you leave work, watch that no one's following you home. You know, any unusual people in the area, if you have cameras, pick them up, utilize your cameras, look at them when you're not home and see who was there before or who was walking by or who was parked in front of your house. And if you feel like there's something hinky going on, do not hesitate to call the police. They can always just check on the person, you know what I mean, to make sure they're not broken down, they don't need medical assistance, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
no, it's true, Jim. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and you and I have talked about that a lot as well, and we'll continue to do that on the show. You know, the importance of change the direction you go to and from work, or change the way you're doing things, or just, again, just being aware of your surroundings and you know, not just kind of going through life so aloof. Just some very simple things to at least help, you know, in tackling this problem. But I agree with you, Jim. I think there are things even at the legislative level we could do. I'm definitely going to send this interview to some of our lawmakers here in Connecticut,
because yeah,
that's a simple rule I think that should be changed. No-brainer.
And I'd be happy to address any legislative group or anybody else on security matters because you know what? These people that are legislators, a lot of them don't have security backgrounds. So they're actually going by whoever's telling them whatever.
Right.
But they really should hear from someone who's in the business, who's been in the business for a long time. It could be any police officers, but police officers are underutilized when it comes to relying on them for security.
And they have knowledge. They have the background. That's why I would go to Jim Perez. If it's me, but I would go to Jim Perez. And Jim, I so appreciate that you come on every week to talk about crime prevention. It really does such a service for our listening area. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Have a great week.
All right, you too. Jim Perez again here on Melissa in the Morning.